when you go to work every day and you do your job, you should be rewarded for that. The hard work you put in for you and your family, it should come with some kind of dividend. And that's what separates us from the open shop or non-union side. On that side of the fence, you don't have this type of opportunity to have insurance for life and financial freedom.
It's the 412-411.
Welcome back to the 412-411, your podcast from UA Local 412. If you're a plumber, a pipe fitter, a welder, or an HVACR service technician in New Mexico or the El Paso area, this is your source for in-depth information about what's going on at your union. In this episode, we're going to be talking about your benefits as a member of Local 412 and the financial mechanisms that make sure that those benefits are going to be there when you and your family need them. From the very beginning of your career, throughout your entire time on the job, and even beyond that. To explore all of this, we'll be talking with Justin Forney. You know Justin as 412's assistant business manager, but he's also one of the trustees who oversees 412's three trust funds. So let's hear from him about how all of this works. I'm sitting here with Justin Forney. You know him as Local 412's assistant business manager, but he has another title, and it is about that title that we're going to be talking to him today. Justin, welcome back to the 412-411.
Thank you, George. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you again. We got a lot to talk about. So let's start with talking about the idea of trust funds. And how they relate to the union and the union's operation. What is a trust fund, and what trust funds does 412 administer?
Sure, George. This is a great topic. One of the biggest benefits to being in the union is to have security through these trust funds. We have three different trust funds. First one is the health and welfare, which is our insurance program. We are a self-funded insurance carrier here. We take care of our members, from the newborn babies to the retirees. That trust fund money is there to make sure that all medical needs are taken care of for each and every person and family member of Local 412. The next trust fund is the training trust fund, the JATC training trust fund, and that secures enough money to train our apprentices, our journeymen, help our contractors get better. So we work very hard to input enough training money to satisfy the upcoming work, all the training needs, and that trust fund is very important to our future. Whatever comes down the road, we have enough money to train and be certified and be ready to man the work. And then our final trust fund, the third one, that is our Plan B pension fund. That is probably a very important one to the retirees, to people that's moving through their career and getting ready to retire.
And that's the biggest of the three.
That is the biggest of the three. That is what secures your future. And that's what allows you to have what I call financial freedom when you retire.
And security.
And security. At some point, the Social Security program will only go so far. So this Plan B pension is another opportunity to secure your financial future, to make sure that you and your family are set up and ready to retire with prosperity and have some opportunity to enjoy your retirement.
So these are all important fields, and these are big buckets of money.
Yes.
And each one of them is a separate fund.
Correct. Three different trust funds.
So how are these managed?
Well, we have what's called a labor trustee and a management trustee. There's three trustees from Local 412, myself, Courtney Eichhorst, and also Vince Sanders. We are on the labor side. We represent the membership of Local 412. We help manage the trust funds with three other trustees from management side. The management side will be contractors that have a vested interest in protecting these trust funds as well. Our employees, our members, they work for these contractors, and everyone's interest to protect these for the members, for their employees, is just as important as ours.
So you mentioned who the trustees are. Courtney obviously is the business manager, and if I'm not mistaken, that makes him automatically one of the trustees. And how do the other two trustees, yourself and Vince, get selected?
Yes, Courtney's automatically in as the trustee, and then he chooses the other two from there. He likes to have a retiree such as Vince on the trust fund. That helps represent the trust, the trust fund board for retirees. A lot of retirees have the need for representation on these boards, and there's health insurance things that come along, and there's changes. So Vince does a good job at trying to talk to and communicate with the retirees. And then me being here full time, I get to work with the membership day in and day out, and use my time as an employee here to help them work through these issues.
And what about the trustees from the management side? How were they selected?
The Mechanical Contractors Association, they have a board, an executive board that votes. They actually have nominations, and they vote in the trustees for that board.
Interesting. So you described this in a general way, but I'd like to drill down a little bit. All of these trust funds relate to specific member benefits. So retirement, healthcare, and training.
You bet. And each one of them has a system here that benefits the members. So, for example, you're fresh in your career. You need lots of training. You need lots of apprenticeship training, upgraded journeyman training. You need to be able to go out there and do the work and be certified through the state of New Mexico or Texas or anywhere else, you know, in our jurisdiction. And at the end of the day, how do you go get that training? How do you afford that? So our members work day in and day out. A certain portion of their check goes to the training fund, and that benefits that brand new apprentice that's been on the job for one day.
Who hasn't yet had the opportunity to contribute himself.
Sure. Now that person has a free education that they have to abide by the JATC policies and rules. And, you know, they get a really well-rounded education based off that trust fund. And then you've got the middle-aged journeymen that have been doing this a while. But all of a sudden, there's a new process come out. There's new piping. There's new equipment. They need to come back to the training center and get trained. And it doesn't cost them anything. For someone to go to a training center and open the door and receive free training to benefit them and their family is very powerful. And that's why that trust fund is so important for us to manage and keep it in line with the industry and what we need to do. Currently, we have $3.7 million in that account. That goes a long way with our membership, when in 2014, we only had $975,000 in that account.
Wow.
That's not a whole lot. So we have worked hard with the membership, with the body, with our contractors to secure our training future.
So your job as a trustee and your five colleagues is to make sure that these funds are healthy and sustainable.
Yes, we have a fiduciary responsibility by law to make sure that these trust funds grow and they're sustainable and they have a managed program that's in writing. We have multiple investment firms that help us. We have attorneys on the board. We have
so you're not picking stocks.
Correct. Yes, we actually hire fund managers.
And am I correct in this? You're mandated to do that. I mean, that's
yes.
This is part of a bigger picture.
Exactly. These trust funds are very scrutinized in the world, you know, and in the country and by the federal government and, you know, the state. So we have a very strict program that we follow. We have investment policies that we have to follow. We have, you know, full-time attorneys on this program. We have outside consultants that come in and help us. We deal with different types of banks. So our responsibility is very high. So we take it very serious that we have the right people in the room managing and helping us with these trust funds. You know, at the end of the day, we're welders and pipe fitters and plumbers, right? So this has been quite the honor and quite the experience to learn and grow. And I'm a proud member of Local 412 that can honestly say, hey, I've learned a lot here, and I enjoy looking over these trust funds, and this makes a difference in people's lives. So I have a very vested interest in this.
So you mentioned about the training fund, how it has grown over the last almost decade. What about the other two funds? Tell me about, I'd like to hear a couple of things. One is about their growth over that period of time, but also their fundamental health, because it's not, I'm guessing that for you as a trustee, the return you get on your investment is one consideration, but it's certainly not the only consideration.
Sure.
So let's talk about those things.
You bet. I would like to talk about the Health and Welfare Trust Fund, which is our insurance. You know how expensive insurance is this time of day. It's amazing what people cost. If you go to the open market, you will spend anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a month for a decent insurance plan. You'll have a high deductible, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 a year for a deductible. This is what breaks families apart. This is what people can't afford. So we have what's called the Health and Welfare Trust Fund that has dental insurance, vision insurance, and then major medical, hospital, you name it, it's in there. This fund is a self-sustaining fund that is contributed by the members. Every man hour worked goes, a certain amount of money goes into this fund. And it's there for all family members and local union members. There's somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people using this fund. Sometimes more. It just depends on the year. I'll tell you this, in 2009, we were at a very terrible place with the trust fund. It was running about $16 million. At that time, there was a lot of work. There was a lot of volatility in the market. You know, 2009 was a tough year. 2008, 9, 10, 11, that was tough times.
I remember it.
Oh, boy, you bet. And it hurt a lot of people. So when we took over in 2016, we knew we were up for trouble there. That trust fund was in dire straits. We almost lost our insurance, had to cut benefits, all kinds of things were on the table.
So it was a crisis.
It was a crisis. So in 2016, we were brand new trustees. We worked with the labor, the management trustees, and we started coming. It took us about 6 months to a year to come up with the right strategy, very thoughtful strategy. And we went to the membership, talked to the membership, we voted, we made these plans. And based off of that in 2016, 2017, today, I'm proud to say we have $27,537,000 in that account.
Wow.
And that is the healthiest this fund has ever been. We have the most members, we have the most people using this plan that we've ever had, and we have the most we've ever seen in this plan. And we have the, you know, another identifying situation here is the high cost of healthcare is at the all-time high. So we're able to keep up with the high cost of healthcare and not cut benefits. As it stands today, we have not cut benefits since we took office. We don't want to do that. We're not going to take benefits from the members. We're not going to take benefits from the retirees. That has been our march from day one, and we're holding to that. We still have a $300 deductible for a single person and a $600 deductible for a family. That's unheard of.
It's crazy.
And I think one of the biggest benefits to this trust fund is this this portion here, most of our members will pay about 10% of a copay. So if you have a bill of $100, you're going to pay about 10 bucks. That's it. Sometimes it's 80-20. Sometimes it'd be a $20 bill if you're out of network. But get a load of this. Say you have a major illness, or you have a very terrible car wreck, and that car wreck cost you $100,000. What's 10% of $100,000?
$10,000.
$10,000 that we would have to come up with. That's a tough deal on a construction worker. Now, if that was $1 million claim, which we've had, that's $100,000. Guess what? We put in a program into our trust fund that says this: your maximum out-of-pocket expense for any given illness, sickness, disease, whatever it is, wrecks, you will only pay at a maximum of $1,000.
Wow.
For the fiscal year. So if that person, a member, a daughter, a child, father, whatever, got into something bad and they're holding on for dear life, who wants to see a $100,000 bill?
Right. It's not, but with this kind of security, it's not going to ruin your family's financial future.
Exactly. The most you would ever pay is your deductible and $1,000. And that is how we protect our members.
So I want to touch on something, and I'm sure that all of your members know this, but it was kind of news to me, and it struck me as remarkable that this coverage, the health benefits, extend beyond retirement.
Yes, they do. We have decided to keep this coverage for our retirees until they no longer are on this earth. And then it also stays with their spouse from that day on as well.
You know, it for the youngest of your members, speaking from my own experience, it's hard to appreciate the magnitude of that kind of statement. But it is clear that as we all get older, it comes into focus that this is just remarkable.
It is. We're very proud of it, George. I think people need to take this very serious and realize what they have out in front of them and realize what the open market provides you.
Nothing like this.
This union and these types of trust funds will change your life forever to the positive. When
or to put it differently, they will prevent your life being changed forever.
Yes.
For the negative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that, you know, that leads me into our next trust fund, the final trust fund that I believe is very important to everybody. You know, the Plan B pension. You don't hear that word very often anymore, a pension.
No.
That's hard to find. So
it's a historical artifact.
Yes, it is. So we have a Plan B pension that will supplement your income. You know, thank goodness our retirees will receive a national pension from the UA that they've earned over the years. And then we have this that's a local 412 Plan B pension. And it's a defined contribution plan. So the employer will put in a certain amount per hour, and then the employee can put in a certain amount. It's similar to a 401, but this is a group defined contribution plan. And when we started this plan from the inception, from that day to now, there's been about $33 million contributed from the members. And I believe that was back in the 90s or something like that, if I recall. I don't have it clearly on my form here, but the trustee management has taken very much detail into this program, and what they've done is they've been able to make $80 million off of that $33 million during this time. Just for an example, last 12 months, we averaged 16.74% return. It's an amazing amount of management over this fund, and the reason why is this is an actual retirement program. There is other benefits I'll get into in a minute, but when the members have contributed $33 million, but the trustees have been able to make $80 million off of that $33 million, that means we're fiduciary responsible. We're doing what's right, and this trust fund helps you retire with financial freedom to supplement Social Security and also supplement your Plan A pension from the UA if you stay in that long. So at the end of the career, you have a very strong position in life with health insurance and a retirement. There's three different retirements that you would be getting at that point. So we're excited to keep this trust fund moving and going forward. And along the way, you know, there's another item that helps for people who are just working and life happens. Say you have a young child going to college and you cannot afford that $10,000, $20,000 tuition. Well, guess what? As long as you've contributed to your plan, you can withdraw some tuition money for your child. And you don't have to pay it back, but you do withdraw and you got to pay taxes. Or if you fell under hardship, we have four or five different hardship clauses, such as you got behind on your mortgage and you're going to be foreclosed on because you're injured or you become ill or something like that. Our trust fund will allow you to remove some of this money and pay your mortgage and save your house. Medical bills, if medical bills got the best of you and you just can't afford to keep up with everything, then this trust fund would help with that as well. So while you're working, there's hardship benefits. But when you retire, that's when the real benefit comes together.
Excellent. You know, one of the things that really strikes me in this conversation and in conversations that I've had on other topics with some of your colleagues here, just how seriously you guys take your responsibilities.
George, that's why we're here. You know, at the end of the day, we have 2,000 people that's in this union. We care for every single one of them. And from the newborn babies to the elderly, everyone matters. We're here for a good reason. We're here to make good choices for you and your family, to be fiduciary responsible, to offer the training you need to make a living, to offer retirement, to offer the best insurance money can buy. When you go to work every day and you do your job, you should be rewarded for that. The hard work you put in for you and your family, it should come with some kind of dividend. And that's what separates us from the open shop or non-union side. On that side of the fence, you don't have this type of opportunity to have insurance for life and financial freedom and opportunities to overcome obstacles in life when life hits you in the face. The members of this local care for one another. The leadership team here cares for one another. It's the most important thing we can do for the American worker, in my opinion. I mean, when you work that hard and you travel all over and you work in these types of conditions, you should get as much as you can out of this. It's a fair trade. That's what we're after, is a fair trade.
So I suspect that there are probably some members who are kind of interested in all of this and would like to learn a little more. What do we want to tell them?
Well, that's my job, George. They can come talk to me anytime. They can call me. We can meet up here at the Union Hall. I'll go meet them somewhere for coffee, whatever they want to do. We want to get the young folks involved. We want to get them involved early to really secure their trust funds and get them financially set for maybe they can retire early. I've seen this many a times. And if you did get in the trade a little late, well, let's sit down and let's see how we can get you to move
forward. Make the best of where you are.
Exactly. So we're all about sitting with anyone we can. We need more people to be involved. We need more activity. The whole reason is to benefit your life, the member's life. We're just here to assist.
and to keep it going forward.
Yes.
Indeed.
We want to protect those retirees as well.
Justin, listen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us. I think people have gotten an education in this conversation, and I appreciate the detail that you went in to make sure that they did. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, George.
Always a pleasure.
You bet.
Hey, we've got some important announcements coming up this week, so we're going to dive right in. First of all, your member meeting for the month of May is canceled due to the apprentice contest. On May 4th, we're going to have the Years of Service ceremony. So congratulations to all of our longtime members who will be receiving pins. May 10th is apprentice graduation. So congratulations to all of our members turning out. We look forward to presenting you with Years of Service pins in the future. Ballots for our upcoming officers election will be mailed to eligible voters on Friday, April 19th. This election is mail-in ballot only, so that means there will be no manual balloting or walk-up voting. Please be sure to complete your ballot and mail it out ASAP. We'll be picking ballots up on May 22nd at 9 a.m. Any ballots that are not at the post office box at that time cannot be counted. Any member who believes that he or she is eligible to vote in the election and has not received a ballot by April 29th, or any member who spoils a ballot, can call MK Elections at 412-548-2140 to request a replacement ballot in the mail. Thanks once again to Justin Forney for a great overview of how Local 412 is keeping your benefits and your future safe and secure. And as always, our most important thank you is to you for listening and for getting involved. My name is George Colombo, and I'll be looking for you next time on the 412-411.
You know, organized labor led the way for the American dream, and that's fallen by the wayside over the last 40 years, and it is our obligation to humanity to change that.
You're not going to give up on that?
Not at all. That's the mission.